Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love. I'm here today with our special guest, Jonah Bolt, a host of the Starseed Radio Show and founder of Starseed Society. Welcome to the show, Jonah. We're very excited to have you today to talk about your new gold-backed currency project that we're working on.
Hey, David, how you doing? Excellent. Yeah, good to be with you. How's everything going?
I'm great. Yeah, we're doing really good here in Australia. Nice weather. Going into summer. Actually, I think we're in summer now, so it's kind of backwards on the other side of the world, but having a good time anyhow. I know you're in Costa Rica. No, you're in Florida now, aren't you?
Yes, correct. I was in Costa Rica last week, but I'm back in sunny Florida, filled with nice chemtrails. Good to be back.
Yeah, I gotta love those chemtrails.
Yeah, they're not so bad in Costa Rica, but back here in Florida, they get hit almost every day. It's unbelievable. But anyways, things are good. We're happy down here. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to have you. I've been on your show quite a few times in the past. We always have great discussions on worldly issues. And so today we're here to talk about a new gold-backed currency that you're working on and that I've also signed up for myself. And I think this is a really worthwhile topic. So I wanted to bring you on today to talk about the financial systems, the global economy, alternative currencies, and alternative systems of financial exchange, and of course, particularly this one. But I thought maybe you could just quickly just give us a little bit about your background for people who haven't heard your show before or your interview here on Universal Radio.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. So basically, there's a new, look at it as a bartering system. It's a bartering system that is backed by gold. Now, we've been talking about this back and forth, David, for a long time about the current financial system, the way it is. It's basically running on paper money, which is a fiat currency, which it used to be backed by gold, but it's not anymore. So this new system that's out, it's been around for about 4 years. It's pretty new to North America. It's currently being used in 124 countries, and it's backed by gold. It's a sort of bartering system that was introduced in Germany. It's a German company, a sovereign company, that is not part of the banking system or the World Bank. It is registered with the World Trade Organization and audited twice a year and other organizations, but is total sovereign and private. Now, the good thing about that is because we all know as watching the markets that the financial markets will eventually come down in terms of you can only owe so many trillions of dollars and you can only hyperinflate so much. You can look at countries in Africa that have billion-dollar bills, hyperinflation, things like that. And that's exactly what's been happening with the dollar. It's been losing its power, its dollar value. Just to give a little background on some of the projects that we've been working on, David, what we've been originally met and talking about is sustainable, building sustainable communities, bringing in new technologies, free energy technologies, quantum energy, kinetic energy, zero-point energy, magnetic energy, bringing these new energy systems, self-powering, to supply power to the planet, to the world, which it used to be back in Atlantean days and Egypt. You know, Egypt did have batteries. They had light bulbs. They're very far advanced, a lot more than what we're led to, you know, be known. So when we talk about these eco-villages and people's projects and what they want to do, we know so many great people. And one of the biggest things over the years has been financing. You know, how do we fund things like this? How do you fund cities that have never been built? How do you, you know, put some of these projects into action that have never been done before? It's sort of like, you know, reaching for the stars, as they say, you know, trying to do these huge projects to better the planet when you're up against all these odds. And one of the key ingredients is money, backing. How do you fund it? And over the years, me doing the radio show, Starseed Radio, and talking to you, you know, it's always come down to, well, how do we do this? How do we fly this person here? How do we break ground? How do we buy the land? How do we buy the materials? Money does that, but it's not the only thing. So what this company has done is launched a system where you can turn your paper money into gold. You can wire money to your bank account. You could buy gold, which automatically gets put in your savings account. You could open up a free gold savings account at any time, and then you can log in and check in and buy your first gram of gold. And that's what they've done, a gram of gold. They've broken down the gold to where you can buy 1 gram. First time it's ever been done like that. Usually you have to buy like an ounce, you know, $1,200, $1,400 or something like that. And what this company has done is broken it down in a way where you can buy gold in small denominations. And coming in December, they're coming out with 4 paper dollar notes that will have the gold in the middle of them. I actually saw one of these notes last week in Orlando. I met with the North American main gold manager, Cheryl Ann, based out of Tennessee. She was in Orlando. I drove up there, talked to her and a few others, and been checking this out. I've had many guests on my show the last few weeks. I just had on Eric Blancard and also another top metals dealer from Miles Franklin, Antti Hoffman, and AnthemVault.com, Anthem, who came on the show. I ran this company by him and others, and things have checked out to where they've actually launched this system, and it is up and running in 124 countries. So as an example, you put $50 into your gold account, you buy a gram of gold, they send you a MasterCard. Once you get your MasterCard, you can go ahead and pay for bills and go to an ATM and pull out $300 if you need, or $100 US dollars, or whatever currency country you're in. So you can use it just like a credit card, but it's backed by gold. The bills they're coming out with have gold in it. What that is, it's actually worth what that paper is, not like the US dollar that has a 5 cent buying rate compared to 1913 when it was introduced and the Federal Reserve was created and it was actually backed by gold. You used to be able to take your $20 bills. It actually said on the $20 bills can be returned for $20 worth of gold. You used to be able to go to a bank and turn in a 20, any bank, Citibank, Wells Fargo, turn in a $20 bill and get $20 of gold. It is not like that anymore. 1933, right. You know, because of FDR's executive order, it made it illegal to hold gold coin or bullion or certificates or anything like that. Then the Brentwood's event brought it back in 1944. Was the U.S. dollar was voted as the world's reserve currency. In 1971, Nixon closed the gold window and the Brentwood's and began the modern-day fiat currency system, 1971, thanks to Nixon. And now it has a 5 cents buying power compared to 1913, which a dollar was a dollar backed by gold. Gold's been in use for thousands of years. So there's a lot of amazing things happening. And this is not the only company I've seen come out with this, David. I've seen BitGold is another one. It's sort mm-hmm. of a mix between cryptocurrency and physical, which is kind of cool. But what they have is they actually have the bartering system locked down. Even here in Boca Raton, Florida, I can go to Meisner Park to the salon and turn in a gram of gold or 2 grams, whatever I need, and buy my mother, you know, a haircut or whatever she needs, or spa or whatever, by turning in just my gold. Or I could use my MasterCard. So what they've done is create a system whereby buying the gold and spending the gold, you interact with other people that are sort of on the same thinking path that we are, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Light workers, you know, star seeds, you know, people that are moving towards getting off the dollar, that are awake. Because some people still believe, you know, the dollar's a dollar, and yes, it is today, but tomorrow it could be gone. And even tomorrow, this company could be gone, but you would still have gold. You would still have gold to trade with, to barter with. And you'll know everyone in your community that already accepts this gold by just interacting with this system, which is what's really cool. So that's what they've really done, is they've introduced a way to buy gold in small denominations, even down to a tenth of a gram coming out in December, and exchange it and change it for services. You can go to – there's 2 health food stores here already on the exchange in Boca Raton. There's over 300 stores here in Florida, 10,000 in the U.S., 300,000 total. And it's in Costa Rica. I mean, 124 countries. It's pretty amazing. So I was turned on to this by one of my guests about a month ago. And I've been checking it out and went up to Orlando over the weekend and left very excited. It's really huge what they've done, not just in terms of launching an exchange system that uses gold for services for your local community, but it gets you off the debt fiat currency system. You could literally get off that system and onto a real gold-backed system. And if not,
and I think that's what's
introduce
really
that concept to people, which is very important. Get them off paper onto physical.
Right.
That concept in their head is, you know, amazing alone to get into some people's heads that this is really worth something. You're holding real physical gold in your hand versus paper in your other.
Yep, I agree. This is an amazing system, and this is why I wanted to bring you on here on the show today to talk about what you're doing with this, because, you know, I spoke to you for about an hour and a half about this gold-backed currency, and I'm very excited about it because it is a solution, because you and I, you know, we've had so many discussions about self-sustainable living technologies and the projects that we're working on and our shared vision for bringing about the new earth. And we always, like you said, we've been running into the same issue over and over. We've talked to people like Michael Tellinger about contributionism, and we've talked about free energy generators. We've talked to so many people in our network, and we're all facing this same funding issue. It's just been a sticking point for us. And I think contributionism is a great idea. I think bartering is a great idea. I think it's very idealistic, and there's no reason to abandon that idea, and it's certainly worthwhile to pursue it. However, in the we're still operating with physical currency, and I think we need a transition time, and maybe, like you said, gold has historical value, and it's always been used. It's been used since biblical times. I don't think it's the greatest investment, but it does hold its value, and people consider it to have value. So this currency that you're promoting and I'm promoting now actually has gold in it that you've tested, and so it actually has the value that we're using it for, you know, as a system of exchange. So I think that's really important, and this is great for the spiritual community, and this is great for what we're trying to do in funding our projects and getting these free energy devices and healing devices off the ground and up and running, and these eco villages. So this is fantastic, and it's a solution, and I think we should go for it. And I do encourage people to contact you about this, and even me once I get up and running with this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely, you know, something I would suggest contacting David directly, and he could tell you more information if you're interested. Everybody benefits from this system. It's that simple, and I can't go into too many details and go too far into it, but I can tell you enough about it that makes sense. It's physical metals, gold, in your hand versus a paper backed by nothing, which we know one day is not going to be there. It, to me, it was that simple. And as I went to Orlando and learned more about it, I got my first gold delivery last week. You know, brought some of my family members on, and which are already buying gold, but, you know, a lot of them have to buy ounces, and you know, there are some coins you could buy and things like that, but there's no exchange system set up. And that's really what this is. It's like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. This system is, I wouldn't really call it a currency. I would call it an exchange. You know, it's a gold-backed exchange system, a bartering system.
Right.
You know, it's something that's been used for thousands of years. It's going to be used for thousands of years. Gold's not going anywhere. Even to this day, the only certified gold in the world is certified gold of 400-ounce bars, which countries only deal with each other in exchange for. So even to this day, countries are still using gold, exchanging 400-ounce gold bars with each other. So they're still using the gold system. They're still exchanging in it, but they've stripped gold from the people's hands. Now, let's go a little deeper into this and look at the company itself, the founder of this company, who is an independent, wealthy person. He had no reason. He was retired, started having visions, started having dreams, started remembering ancient Egypt, started remembering maybe his past life. And after 2007, 2008, started having these visions even more, and visions and dreams that he had to start this exchange backed by gold. And he did, and that's how this dream began. And it's a really beautiful story. And I talked to a few people that have been out to Germany just recently and met him. I hope to go out there soon and meet him. But the story and what the company is about is amazing as well. And you can even go a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole and get to the metaphysical aspects of gold. Because that is really what I've been learning is like,
as
what
always.
Is the vibrational properties of gold? What is the healing properties of gold? And then it gets really cool when you really start, because I've never really been too huge in wearing gold chains or things like that. That was never my thing. But to have gold on me as a vibrational tool is a whole different ballgame when you're talking about 99.9% pure gold, which that's what this is. Anything over 999.5 pure gold is not taxable and is duty free. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I think that's clear as well.
Is it?
I believe
I think that's
so.
Internationally, actually. That's worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. And
but your knowledge in this is astounding. You've really got a good apprehension of what you're talking about here. And I agree. It's interesting that the metaphysical properties of gold, sort of the energetic vibration that it puts out, is unique. And it's interesting that we consider gold to have value as a, you know, for as a system of exchange over other objects, you know, other materials. So there is a reason for that, and there is a historical significance there too. And I've heard a lot of different stories about gold and how gold came to be a system of exchange in biblical times, even before then. So I'm not really sure what the truth is, because I wasn't there as David thousands of years ago. But I certainly have had my own visions and my own sort of psychic impressions on this. So I'm certainly in alignment with what you're saying.
Sure, yeah,
I guess
absolutely.
So.
And if I may, David, go into a little bit about the actual healing properties of it, just so people know.
Yes, go.
The historical properties is gold is actually known as the master healer. I never knew that. It's an excellent mineral for the purification of the physical body. It emits an energy to promote one to allow beauty to come forth from their inner being as one travels in and through the world of experiences. Which for me, that's it right there. What I've really came to understood and learned most since I awoken 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, is that it all goes from within. It all has to go from within. If you don't go from within, you can't create and co-create the reality around you. And when I first woke up, I was sort of, you know, at the soapbox screaming about all these things, and I still talk about them to this day, but not as much energy is put into those things, I should say, as it used to be. My energy is more balanced now and put into things that more support co-creation, support systems like this, support eco-development. And what I've noticed in my own life is that it mushrooms and flowers into an amazing journey a lot easier than sort of going against the grain. Which doesn't mean to ignore it. You can't ignore it, but be aware of it. And no, I was just told this by our good master Yoda a few days ago on a song I heard, and Yoda said, "Adventure, excitement. A Jedi wants none of this." And it made me think: adventure, nothing; excitement, nothing; a Jedi wants none of this. And I was like, wow. You know, that really put in perspective for me, because I've been an adrenaline junkie my whole life. I'm looking for adventure. I've been over 40 countries. I travel. I've been living in Costa Rica 2 years with the monkeys and horses and doing.
Yes, I do know.
And now it's like, wait a
second. Owner of the jungle.
Yeah, it's been amazing. If you haven't been to Costa Rica, please come down and visit us. I could definitely set you up down there. Horseback riding, ATVs, jungle, whatever you need. It's an amazing community down there. We have many communities I can introduce you to. I'd love to. But yeah, you know, that little quote that Yoda said was, it's about that balance. It's about not
right.
seeking that outside adventure, excitement. If you have that balance, that adventure and excitement is going to come to you. Just allow it to come in. And that's what gold, having gold on you, does. It allows that beauty to come forth and for that to travel inward. Now,
that's really
metaphysical lore. It talks a lot about gold. If you look into a lot of the native traditions and other traditions like that, they've talked about how gold can balance energy, which is why the Mayans and Aztecs, everyone used to wear gold. A lot of people, everything was in gold. You know, there was a reason for that. It wasn't because they were trying to show off, you know, and put it in their teeth, but you know, they were just understanding a lot more than we are today, many of us, of the metaphysical properties of what gold did to them by wearing it. And maybe some of them did wear it in their teeth back then. I don't know.
I think that's
true. But they
true.
Understood a much deeper understanding than what we did today about gold, which is
what I think is right.
And another amazing thing about gold, it balances and opens up the third eye and your crown chakras, and it also balances the heart chakra. That's awesome and amazing for people who are just waking up and going on the path of enlightenment and light and what is this energy and force. That's a real opener for you. Opens your third eye, your crown chakra, balance your heart. Those are three powerful energy fields right there to work with, you know. Your top of your head, your crown, your heart, opening your heart, and your third eye, you know, astral travel, you know, tuning that in. So it works on those three. It's an amazing thing. It also is huge in removing negative energy from the chakras and bring in positive energy just from the stones, you know, having it on you or carrying a gold dollar bill. Now, I've seen it, like I said, a couple different currencies come out. I also found another company out of British Columbia that is selling 24-karat gold, like notes that are like dollar bills or $100 bills, but they're 24-karat gold, also a tenth of a gram. But they don't have an exchange system set up, and that company also has other metals in the dollar. It says 24-karat, but there's silver, palladium. I actually had it tested, as you mentioned earlier, in Orlando. They had one of the most advanced gold testers in the world. I got to see it. I have a video of it and pictures, and I had them test this note and some other things. We tested their gold, and sure enough, this is 99.9% bullion, just as this company is putting into the hands of everybody. The real high vibrational gold, not 14, not 18, not 24, 99.9% pure gold. That is the high vibrational stuff. That's what we're talking about here. And it's an amazing, amazing thing that they've set up. And I can't believe I haven't heard about it before. But I know that the people that brought me in and turned me on to it and what the company stands for is what's behind. It's been all word of mouth right now. There's nothing public. They're not tooting their horn. We're not out there posting things on Facebook. You know, there's nothing public like that. This is word of mouth. Hey, you know, it's like telling someone the good news, you know, awakening.
Sure.
One by one is how we awaken. So that's how this is treated. That's why I say contact you directly, David, you know, so you could send people to the right page and, you know, get them signed up. You want to become an affiliate of this exchange, you could sign up for free. Then they have other levels you can, you know, be part of the system at, which is amazing for everyone involved. And it brings abundance in. Just by using this system, it brings abundance. It helps, you know, bring in that energy that we've all been looking for. That's what I've seen from this system already, just being involved with it for, you know, a few weeks now and checking it out. And it's you know, really unique. They're also registered with the LBMA, which is the London Bullion Market Association. They have the newest technologies that they're using, and all their mines that they get the gold from are green mines. I never knew about that, but they're green mines, meaning that there's no slave labor, there's nothing like that. Many people know that gold is not an easy process, and in many countries, like the diamond industry, the blood diamonds, you know. So we want to make sure, they want to make sure that they're getting it with, it's like, you know, the intent of it is
we want
pure.
This to be done with integrity. Sure.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
One thing that's interesting that comes to mind about this whole thing metaphysically for me is the energy of money. Because for me, I think we both know that, you know, there's the inner world and the outer world, the external world, everything outside of our minds. And so we're creating everything outside of our minds. We're creating our lives. We're creating reality. We're co-creators of the universe. We're physically creating everything. And money is an instrument of creation. It's the energy of money. It's a tool that we're using to create reality.
That's right. Absolutely.
Money is a concept. Value is a concept. So when we put value on paper money or gold, we're putting we're putting the concept of money or value onto these physical objects like gold or paper currency. So because gold is such a high vibration, I think it's a fantastic instrument of creation, and it's a higher vibrational energy for creating life, reality, and the universe, and the life that we truly want. And it's a, and like you said, it's putting the power back in our hands and off of fiat currency, which is empty of value. And so this higher vibrational currency that we're trying to use to create new earth is, I think, is a fantastic tool. It's a fantastic way to go.
Absolutely. And just want to say, if you're a yoga studio, if you're a business, if you're anything out there in the metaphysical spiritual community, why would you not want someone to come in your door one day and hand you 99.9% pure gold bullion for your goods and services? I do. It's actually something physical. And that's how simple it is. You could sign up for a free account. You know, contact David direct. I'll get on the phone with David. If you have questions, we'll get a gold director on. I mean, these people I have now met and networked with and working with are amazing guides on this. And there's a much bigger picture going on here than what we all can even imagine at this point. It really is. And,
well, it certainly is.
It's real exciting.
The shared vision that we're talking about. This is New Earth. This is the New Earth movement. And these are all these groups and all these guests that you speak to on Starseed Radio and that we speak to on Universal Soul Love. We're all basically on the same path, working on the same mission, the same vision. All our various projects need to be funded. We need to come off of the world markets. We need to put the power back in our hands. We need to find a solution, a positive solution to funding these projects, these free energy generators and these eco villages and these healing devices and all of these different things we're trying to do. And I think this is one way to do it, and a very good way from the sounds of it. I don't know a lot about it. I'm learning about it just now, just like everyone else. But I love what you have to say so far, and I'm certainly looking forward to delving deeper into this.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, like I said, people contact David direct. You know, he can get me on the phone on Skype, or we can do a three-way call with one of the gold directors, get you signed up, get you going, get you logged in, and check this system out. And a lot of people won't understand. And I talked about it to some people. They didn't get it. They the dollar's worth this, and that's fine. You know, don't worry about, you know, continuing conversations like that. And, you know, don't get discouraged. It's the people that understand what this company, what this founder has done is brilliant. I've been looking into this for a month, and I didn't get it till the ride home from Orlando on Saturday. I was driving home listening to my music, just so excited. About an hour into my drive, it hit me. I was like, oh my God, they introduced a gold-backed currency exchange system, and you can get a good or service for using gold, and you can also bring abundance in by using the system and sharing the system with others. And then you get to meet and know all the local people in your area that are also exchanging and bartering. And they're already doing it. And there's already 300,000 stores signed up for it. It's amazing. And they've done it pretty quickly, within a short amount of time, to get that many accounts and be in, you know, tens of thousands, 100,000 locations to accept this all over the world. It's pretty cool. So we
really
want
amazing.
To get involved and sign up and check it out. If it's for them, continue. If it's not, you could buy gold. One of the things that I've done and David and how it works is you could buy like a gram of gold a month, $60 a month, say, you know, on average, depending on what the markets are. $60 a month and you're getting a gram of gold. Or you could do it weekly, which is what I prefer. Weekly, you get 1 gram of gold a week, $240 a month. I mean, $240 a month. That's not a big deal for 4 grams of gold. You get 10, 20, get it shipped to you. They've partnered with FedEx and MasterCard. Those are their two partners. So you get your gold overnight, insured, boom, at your door, whenever you want, 5 grams. You don't want it sent every week. It's $20 for the overnight FedEx, but, you know, once you stack up. And in the meantime, you still have your MasterCard. You pay your bills and pull out cash if you need and continue to use this system, the dollar system. But it's not going to last forever, and this is a really ingenious way that is allowing people to get the concept of paper into physical and make that transition. I'm personally opening up my business and my nonprofit accounts with this company. You can open up business accounts with them, as many as you like. I suggest opening a personal account with them, becoming affiliate, and then open up all your businesses under that. That's what I've done. That's the way to do it. And it's just it's a very empowering once you know how this system works to take a step forward to try something like this out, you know, like I did. And I really did check this out at the beginning. I talked to people in the industry. I'm not a gold broker. I don't know, you know, I don't know this stuff. I've been learning a lot about gold and the metaphysical properties, but I consulted with people that are in the industry, you know, and asked the best, you know, the CEOs.
Yeah,
and
I have.
And, you've dealt with gold yourself. Exactly, David. You've dealt with gold.
I've been dealing more with gold bullion a little bit in the past few weeks. And I talked to actually somebody who runs a gold refining industry. So I've been learning a little bit more about this, although I'm certainly no expert. But I know you brought this idea up with me. I think I was on Starseed Radio as a guest a few weeks ago, and you brought this up on the show, I believe, or in a private conversation a couple weeks ago, and I've certainly been thinking about this, and we talked about this more yesterday, and things are certainly moving along, and it's very exciting. I'm just going to take a short break, music breaks, and we can come back in a few minutes, and we can talk more about this and about, you know, maybe what's happening economically in the world and why we want to move to a new system like this.
Absolutely. I have a great article I want to talk about, some other ones. First one, gold and silver, the international globalist creating havoc around the world as a massive Ponzi scheme has begun to spiral out of control, talking about fiat. We got some really good articles that I've been looking into, so let's absolutely do that. And I'll also send these articles to you, David, so you can post them up after the show.
Okay, great. Let's go to break now, and then we'll come back in about 2 minutes. Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love, and I have special guest Jonah Bolt of the Starseed Radio and founder of Starseed Society on our show today, talking about a new gold-backed currency. I just wanted to mention, Jonah was mentioned something about a quote from Yoda about adventure, and I just had the Private Investigator song on by Hall & Oates. It's funny. I was thinking about that, and I noticed that when I first met you years ago, when I was first on Starseed Radio to talk about my first book, I think it was Illusion of the Body, I've been into, you know, adventures and doing the detective thing for more than 20 years, and I noticed that I've sort of been going down the same path as you, and I've been sort of less interested in seeking out that sort of external stimulation, that kind of overexcitement. I've sort of mellowed out quite a bit, and maybe that's just because I've been sort of deeper in thought, you know, and just letting go and sort of going with the flow, which I had never done before. And I noticed that with you too over the last few years. When I was first on your show, I noticed, you know, you were very much the activist and very much into the conspiracies and very much driven and motivated to fight against that system. And now I feel sort of the same as you, that there's no point in fighting against this system, because when you do that, the elite and the global elite and the Illuminati and all these conspiracies and everything, that all these controversies going on in the world, you're actually giving power to that source and to that energy. By focusing on it and engaging with it. And what we're trying to do here with this gold-backed currency that you're talking about is putting the power back into our hands and creating the reality that we want and stepping outside of that matrix, outside of that illusion, walking away from it and creating what we truly desire and what we truly deserve as co-creators of the universe.
I want to say, David, I think I've also been suffering from spiritual terrorism over the last few years. I want to say that because, again, last month we heard from all the different sources that an event was going to happen and CERN was coming on and a meteor was going to smash the Earth in 2012, the Mayan calendar, and it's been year after year of the same fables and the same stories. And I've suffered from spiritual terrorism. That's what I think I should call it, because so many guests, even on my show the last few months, have come on and they're like, you know, and listen, it's good to be aware. You know, but
Absolutely.
I've even come to the conclusion, like, don't play into that fearful stuff. You know,
Not at all.
Live in the abundance. Be aware, but be like the Yoda. Don't seek the excitement. Don't look. Oh my God, they're turning on CERN. Well, good. Let them turn on CERN. An asteroid's gonna hit. Okay, asteroids hit. We get hit all the time. It's like, grow
yep.
up. You know, it is what it is.
I know you and I go back and forth on
that's
stuff all the time.
Spiritual
I know
terrorist.
I do. And I send you this stuff all the time, too, when I get concerned about things that are happening. And Lana and I go back and forth talking about these things, about war and the economic crisis and climate change. And I, of course, you know, and I do have an RSS feed for Vice News. And I do believe in staying aware and staying on top of things. I don't regularly read the news, but I like to stay informed. It's just, you and I have talked about this on your show about discernment and about how much information is actually out there and how much disinformation is out there. And even a lot of the conspiracies are themselves propaganda or disinformation designed to confuse us and lead us on a wild goose chase. Even things like CERN, things on YouTube that seem really fantastic and scary, even those things can be disinformation and propaganda designed to lead us astray and lead us away from our happiness and the direction that we want to take in life and take us away from our passion. So we need to be aware of that as well. So that's just my piece and thought on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that when it comes to ceremony, to indigenous traditions, you know, that's the real serious stuff. It's like when you talk about spiritual terrorism, like, you know, CERN's turning on and a big mothership's coming down. It's like, man, the mothership's been here. Tell me something that's, you know, it's been like, come on already. It's like, let's focus on tradition, spiritualism, free energy. Let's focus on stuff that brings in abundance. Let's focus on things that are for the people. Be aware of it. Even Yoda says, all a Jedi Master is aware of all of his surroundings. You can read the news. Just don't go start saying, CERN's turning on and going, you know, talk shows, and CERN's turning on and it's going to cause and put people in that panic mode, that fearful state. It's I've even seen it in the spiritual community. That's why, you know, I'm being facetious and funny here when I say spiritual terrorism, but that's sometimes how I felt through this. It's like, oh my God, there is a meteor, and I've watched 100 YouTube videos and it all says the meteor is right in our path. And so, I have a dozen friends driving from Florida, and next thing you know, we're all bunkered up and nothing happens. I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. It was a false alarm here. Let's maybe next year CERN might actually do something.
Right.
You know, but it's the reality we're creating. And I think that the reality that we're creating, David, and other people like Tellinger and, you know, Sasha Stone and all these guys that are out there, you know, as together or not together as some of their projects and things are, they're still working towards a common goal. You know, that's the bottom.
We are.
You know, we're all working towards a common goal, and if we can help empower each other, and even if it's a system like this, or if it's not a system like this, maybe it's another exchange that comes along, and it's another goal, who knows? But it's really amazing that it's come so far, and people are using it, and you can get involved, and raise the vibration, and create abundance in your life, and very easily, just by introducing people to it, and bringing in family members, you know, and sharing it with them. It's just like that. And this may sound like different things to different people. That's okay. That's all right. You know, not everyone's going to be on board. Not everyone's going to – some people might be like, I don't want to get involved with that. Oh, that sounds crazy. Oh, that's this. That's fine.
Yeah, we
can judge our whole lives. It's not going to, you know, make me feel any different.
This is all – that's what the social networking is all about. It's all about sharing ideas and trying to see what works and coming up with positive solutions. And we both know we're both entrepreneurs. We're both spiritual entrepreneurs. I've had more than 20 different businesses in my lifetime, primarily the private detective business, but I've tried many different careers, many different opportunities, and I know you've tried even more than I have, and I don't call them failures, I call them experiences, and we keep trying things. This looks like a good one, and we're networking with a lot of people, with our guests who are also trying a lot of different things, and it's okay, and I think it's important to stay, to just not be attached to the outcome, but just maintain a positive focus and just keep going with whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. And going into some of these articles, what's going on? We see the buildup of Syria with Russia and China jumping in, basically fighting the U.S. I mean, who
Right.
funded ISIS? Who funded that? Who trained them? Well, we did.
Yeah.
You know, how do you think they knew how to use all of our stuff in Iraq when they turned back around at us? That was all planned. You know, it's like things like that we see happening. You know, we see North Korea. We see the China and the islands going off. And now NATO announces that they're doing exercises in the Baltic Sea using nuclear weapons. Are you
Sure.
kidding? It's like, what is going on? Who's
it's
letting
a
people do
crazy
that?
world.
Are people crazy? We're gonna do practice training using nuclear weapons? It's unbelievable. So you know, people should be aware of this stuff and not be fearful of it. It's that simple. This is one article I mentioned before we went to break. Gold and silver, the international globe is creating havoc. That's the wars. That's what they're talking about, creating havoc, you know, creating.
And that's what we're trying to get away from. We're
absolutely.
Not trying, we don't want to engage in the stuff. From what I understand, the U.S. and some of their allies are headed down this way to face off with China in the South China Sea and
Yep.
the Spratly
That's
Islands
right.
any day now. We don't need this. We don't want this. We never asked for this. We want to live our lives. I mean, I'm not becoming part of that stuff. You know, our mission is to create the reality that we desire, a peaceful, happy existence. War is not a happy existence. I've had many lives like that. That's not what I'm after.
Mm-hmm. And you look at world leaders, like there are people out there. I had someone from the General Assembly, UN Council, write me a few weeks ago, you know, talking about some of the new technologies we're representing, starseedtechnologies.com. We have the world's first fuelless generator we're representing, runs 365, 24/7, 365 days a year. And it's amazing. We could do, you know, 300 megawatt systems. We could power New York with these things. And there's other systems out too. That are hydrogen systems. This is a different one, but there's hydrogen systems out. I just learned there's one powering the CBS building in Manhattan, a 10 megawatt one. I mean, there's amazing things happening around. You know, that's another thing to plug into the news.
Yeah,
that's
really
all
is.
Bad. You know, there's
no,
awesome
no.
things happening. You know, another awesome article, David, I'll send you can post up as well is I found was gold prices will rise and talking about the different things because wars in Syria, in the Middle East, central banks will lose their control over interest. We're in over $500 trillion of interest on derivatives and outstanding debt. That can't sustain itself. Who's going to pay
yeah.
that back? You know, it's like it's in the trillions. It's past the billions. It's in the trillions. Who's paying
it's
that
not-
off? Nobody. It's going to self-implode. And this is
yeah.
why a system like this is really needed. And people should get involved, contact you. You know, you could let them know how to sign up for the free account. They can log in. You can walk them through it. If they want to move forward and start exchanging the gold, you can walk them through it. It's very simple. And you could start creating abundance in your life. It's amazing. And I'm going to get sending these articles because I want people to really understand and read about this and really make the decision of why you even want to get involved. Think to yourself, why first? What's it about? What's the why? You know,
well,
why
do
I want to deal with a system like this? What do you –
yeah.
yeah.
What is it that you want and what is it that you stand for? And like you said,
exactly.
yeah, there's a lot of pain and suffering in the world and there's lots of terrible things happening. But there's also lots of great people out there and great organizations doing fantastic things, developing fantastic technologies and advancing the human race in positive ways.
That's
and
right.
we need to empower ourselves to –
And even like countries like Costa Rica, where I've been living and why I'm down there, a couple things. First, a shout out to my girlfriend in Costa Rica. And I want to say Costa Rica is doing it. They're not talking about it. They're not, oh, we're going to do this. They're doing it. They just ran their entire country on 100% renewable energy from thermal and wind, solar. They shut down all their zoos, let all the animals go free. They don't even have an army. They don't have a standing army. You know, they don't deal. They never bought into the mortgages. The debt mortgage bubble explosion of 2008 didn't affect Costa Rica at all. They didn't fall for the trap. You know, they don't deal with Interpol. They don't get involved. They're their own independent sovereign nation. They do their own thing. They're organic. They're about community. When I'm there, I feel like I'm more home than I am here. I don't know my neighbors next to me, left my whole life growing up. You never knew your neighbors. It's like kids don't even go outside and play. I saw two girls playing like by the lake the other day with fishing poles or running around the lake or something. I was like, oh my God, it's the first time I've ever seen kids here in like 10 years. It's like, where are all the kids? They're all inside on the iPads and the computers. And it's like kids aren't even outside anymore. In Costa Rica, kids are everywhere. They're in the streets. They're running around. They're out till late. I used to come home late at night. You know, it's like, come on. You know, it's like they understand. They know. You know, it's about community. It's about family. And that's what's amazing about Costa Rica.
It's definitely about relationships. And I think that's the problem with Western civilization and urban society is we're disconnected from each other. We're isolated. I feel it all the time. I know a lot of people on a network and people that I talk to feel that the same way. And this is why we have the New Earth movement. This is why we're trying to bring the soul tribe or the soul family or the star family back together. We're trying to reconnect ourselves and reestablish. I think we're going back to tribalism. We're trying to...
Absolutely. We see that with the Burning Man Festival and these transformational festivals, which now range in the hundreds of millions of people a year going to transformational festivals. Wait till we bring in a system like this and it's on, because this is something we've been waiting for. Everyone's waiting for something like this. A system that empowers each other and creates abundance in your life and the others that are using the system. I mean, if the dollar worked like that, we wouldn't even be anywhere near where we are now. I also want to give a shout out to my grandfather on his 90th birthday on Friday. I gave him a gold note, 24 karat gold. He like freaked out. He's never seen anything like it. So that was an awesome night to introduce something like this to my grandfather at 90. So just want to give a shout out to Grandpa.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And I'll say the same for Dr. Lana Love, who couldn't be here. And also to Jill in Florida, who's a good friend, and everyone else who's listening. We appreciate your support here on Universal Soul Love and supporting Jonah with his efforts with Starseed Radio and Starseed Society and all our other guests. Couldn't do it without you.
Thank you, Starbro. You're doing it too.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on our show like this last minute, presenting this this gold-backed currency and letting us all know about it. And there's certainly a lot more to learn about this, and we need to delve into it and put it into practice and see where it takes us. And I'm very excited about it. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Star Brother, and I'll talk to you soon. And anyone out there, contact David. Sign up today. Free gold-backed savings account. Start saving gold. Get it in your hands today. It's awesome.
All right. Love and light.